Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
We're back with Dr. Neil Barnard, author of more than 50 published research papers on nutrition and its impact on human health, several books including Program for Reversing Diabetes, Breaking the Food Seduction, and his latest, The 21-Day Weight Loss Kickstart. Welcome back, founder and president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, Dr. Neil Barnard. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Doc, before the break, we had talked about the reversing diabetes, and I love your book that talked about that. And my question is, why is there such resistance among doctors on accepting the fact that a low-fat vegan diet can do what medication cannot? That's got to frustrate you.
Yeah, although I do think it's changing. You're right that there has been some resistance, and I think it's because doctors are trained in a certain kind of way. And some of the breakthrough research results has been relatively recent. It wasn't until 2006 that we published, 6 years ago, that we published our findings on plant-based diets and diabetes. So it takes a little time for these things to filter in, but let's be honest, there are so many doctors now who are advocating exactly this kind of approach. And there are so many celebrities and government officials and sports figures who are putting it to work. So I'm really not frustrated anymore. I think we have turned a corner. And I just looked at the numbers. In 2004, the average American ate 201.5 pounds of meat in the course of the year. 201.5. Wow. 2005, it dropped. 2006, it dropped, and it's dropped now about 6% since then. We're down under 190 pounds, and hopefully that downward trend is going to continue. The point I'm making is that many people are getting the message. They are making changes, and that's terrific. It's going to make a doctor's job easier.
Well, I think a lot of that goes to you. You get kudos for that because you're one of the pioneers that's making that happen. So I commend you on just flipping the light switch on in people's eyes. You know, that forks over knife DVD, I give it to my patients, and it converts them. They see it. They go, wow, I just didn't know. So what about these folks that for 50 years, let's say that they've been eating at McDonald's and they're hearing us saying, I'm too far gone. Is there hope for everybody listening right now, no matter how far
gone
they are?
It is never too late to change your diet. I had a man who had diabetes for 19 years. His worst symptom was painful neuropathy. That's where the disease has progressed to the point where it's attacking the nerves in your feet, and you have terrible pain, and there's really no drug that takes it away.
Right.
We put him on a plant-based diet, and as you know, that helps the blood sugar to get back towards normal. And his blood sugar improved dramatically. He was able to cut way back on his insulin. And within about five, six months' time, his neuropathy totally disappeared, which, again, we were told that doesn't happen. It was totally gone, and I followed him for years afterwards, never came back. I have seen people who have had chronic pain, rheumatoid arthritis, and chronic headaches. And our job in that case is to identify which foods are triggering the pain. And it's not that hard to do. We can do that. People can do that. But they just have to understand that there are specific organized ways of changing your diet so that you can get there. And that's what we do. So to answer your question, no, there is never a time when it's too late. I don't care if you're 125 years old. If you're having some symptoms that are caused by foods, let's make some changes. Let's get better.
That's it. You know, there's an old saying that you are what you eat, and we've all heard it, and I don't know who invented it, but I think it's time for a change. Let's create something a little bit more impactful. What about saying, live or die by what you eat? Isn't that more profound? Wouldn't that really make people go, huh?
And where I think this really counts the most is with children. Because children and adolescents, they're immortal. They're never going to die. They'll never have any problems. But what they are discovering is they're having weight problems. And when you check their cholesterols and their blood sugars, you see that they are starting off on the path to the issues that are going to hit them when they're in their 30s or 40s or 50s. So we need to change what kids are eating now, and that's why school really need to have the vegetables and the fruits, the vegetarian foods, instead of the greasy cheeseburger, have a veggie burger, have a bean burrito instead of the greasy meat taco. Kids will eat these things if you make it in the right way. Instead of a glass of milk with the lactose and whatnot in it, why not have soy milk, almond milk, rice milk, whatever? Kids will eat these things if they're presented in the right way. We will revolutionize the health of this country. We'll save a lot of money on health care costs. But most importantly, we'll save kids from a miserable existence once they reach adulthood. And that's what we need to do.
Right. I think something new that people are hearing, especially, you know, from your books and your lectures, is even oils, olive oil, which we've all been told is healthy. Stay away from that. Why is it okay to chew olives and not have the oil? Explain that.
Well, here, if I take a thimble, you know, a sewing thimble, if you fill it up with oil or fill it up with anything, by the time it's about a third full, that's 1 gram of oil. And that has 9 calories in it. If you had a gram of carbohydrate from any source, bread or even sugar, it would only have 4 calories. Let me repeat that. And a gram of fat, whether it's animal fat like chicken fat or olive oil, it's got 9 calories. But if it's carbohydrate, it has only 4. So if you want to lose weight, we want to get away from the animal fat, the meats and the cheese and so forth.
Right.
But you also want to keep the oils low. And by the way, for people who think, how do I do this? We have an online program that's free called the Kickstart Program, and it is such fun. Doesn't cost you anything, and at any given time, I have between 20 and 30,000 people doing the Kickstart Program. You just go to our website, which is pcrm.org. It is in English, it's in Spanish, it is in Mandarin, and we also have a program for people who are from India, who want an English language program, but they want Indian-type foods. So it's there in all 4 of those formats, and it's just pcrm.org. Sign up and do the Kickstart. Every day for 21 days, you'll get an email from a nutrition coach. It could be Alicia Silverstone or an athlete or a doctor, and we give you menus, little cooking videos, and a chance to talk with the other people who are doing the program, because we're all on the same message board asking questions and pumping each other up. So pcrm.org is where the Kickstart is at.
Great. And you're saying 21 days. It's not 21 months or years, so that should perk people up because everybody's in a hurry.
Well, we did it because, you know, the book is the 21-Day Weight Loss Kickstart. That's the book.
Right.
But there are a whole lot of folks who they want something daily that they can, like a video that they can watch, and they want links to all sorts of online things. So we're in the electronic world as well. We have an app also for your smartphone.
Right.
So,
it's
all there.
What's your opinion on a virgin coconut oil? I've heard some mixes there. What's your take on that?
Coconut, as you know, the coconut oil is one of the highest in saturated fat that we have. I mean, it's basically the botanical equivalent of bacon grease.
Right.
So, and that's still true. Now, there are a lot of people who say, well, no, it's got some health benefits. You know, the bacon grease is bad for you, but the coconut is good for you. I honestly, as a physician, cannot yet tell how much of that is science and how much of that is marketing and promotion. And I'm trying to really sort that out now. So stay tuned on that one.
I know, me too. I'm like in the middle. It's like, you know, extra virgin coconut oils. I don't know. I'm with you on that. One of your chapters in your book is called Foods That Tame the Appetite Demon, and that demon lives inside of many of us. Share one tips on an exorcism through diet.
You know, when we make our diet changes, we help people to adopt a totally plant-based diet. This is what helps people to really knock off the pounds and reverse their diabetes and so forth. But the one food that I often find people have trouble with is cheese. You know, it's 70% fat, and it's very high in saturated fat, high in cholesterol, high in sodium. But so many people say, oh, I'm addicted. I can't break away from it. So what do? I like to use things that sort of have the taste of cheese or the mouthfeel of cheese, whatever it is. So one of my tricks, if you go to the health food store.
Give us quickly, we're running out of time.
Just about 10 seconds, Dr. Barnard.
All right. Well, go to our website, pcrm.org, and you'll see we've got all kinds of tricks for you to put to work. We've got the Kickstart program and then 21-Day Weight Loss Kickstart, too.
And the website is pcrm.org. Thank you so much, Dr. Barnard, for sharing the wonderful information. To learn more about Dr. Barnard or to order his latest book, go to 21daykickstart.org. And if you want to go vegan, there's an app for that. And make sure you download Dr. Barnard's free Kickstart iPhone app on his website. Join us next time for more great tips on how to live healthier, longer, and embrace life to the fullest.